The following is a radio production of the Direct Action Media Network. Today is Friday, April 10th, 1998. My name is Stefan Ray, reporting from New York City. Today is an International Day of Action in solidarity with Chiapas. In Mexico City and in 25 cities in the United States and Canada, there will be protests against the Mexican government. These protests are aimed against the recent escalation of low-intensity conflict in Chiapas that has been taking place since the Akteal massacre that occurred at the end of December 1997. That massacre left 45 indigenous people dead. Since that time, there has been an escalation of low-intensity conflict. This has been marked by the expulsion of foreigners, by increased presence of paramilitary and military troops, by further attacks on religious communities and churches, and by a new rhetoric emerging from the Zedillo administration that points towards non-negotiation with the Zapatistas. In New York today, there is a vigil that will last from noon to 5 p.m. in front of the Mexican consulate. At 5 p.m. at the Mexican consulate, there will be a rally. At 7 p.m., there will be a rally at the Federal Building downtown to protest recent INS raids in New York, one of which two members of New York Zapatistas were taken and are now in detention. Another component of today's protests is electronic civil disobedience. New York Zapatistas issued a call for people to commit electronic civil disobedience today. Information about how you can be involved in future electronic civil disobedience actions can be found at the following website, www.nyu.edu/projects/ray/ecd.html. That's the URL for the Electronic Civil Disobedience homepage. Again, that's www.nyu.edu/projects/ray/ecd.html. Today's electronic civil disobedience actions are targeting websites and email addresses of four key actors in the Chiapas conflict. The first site is the website of the Zedillo administration. The second is the website of the White House and the Clinton administration. The third website is the Mexican Stock Exchange, or the Bolsa. And the fourth website is Chase Manhattan Bank. Chase is being targeted because of their involvement in February 1995 with the release of a document that stated that they supported the Zedillo administration taking quick action against the Zapatistas to make the investment climate better in Mexico. A new device was released today on this website, software called FloodNet 1.0. What FloodNet does is automatically send a ping message to a website. FloodNet sends a command every 7 seconds to the Mexican government website. The effect of many people using FloodNet at the same time can potentially block access to the site. I've been checking the Zedillo government website today, and several times I've had some difficulty entering, but other times I've been able to get through. At this point, it's unclear as to how many people will have to be actually using FloodNet at the same time in order for the Mexican government website to be actively blocked. Today's electronic civil disobedience action, though, is merely a dress rehearsal, a beta action, or a test for future electronic civil disobedience actions. We are calling for a worldwide web of electronic civil disobedience to take place again on May 10th. May 10th is Mother's Day, both in Mexico and in the United States. The NCDM, in their call for actions today on April 10th, have also called for actions on May 10th. This period of 1 month from April 10th to May 10th is a time in which the NCDM has called for increased activity. We have issued a schedule for the rest of the 1998 calendar year in which electronic civil disobedience actions will be taking place at least once a month. This information and more can again be gained by going to the Electronic Civil Disobedience homepage. We're now standing in front of the Mexican consulate in New York City, located at East 41st Street. I'm here with several members of the New York Zapatistas, and I'm going to talk to one of them right now. What I'd like to ask you, hold on, come right here. What I'd like to ask you is, what sort of a reception are you receiving here today? And in general, what sort of reception do you think people in New York have about the issue of Chiapas and Zapatistas?
Well, I think sometimes people see the ski masks that we have on that say EZLN, and they say Viva Zapata, and they know what's going on. But a lot of people don't know what's going on, and they say that they're interested in reading more, and they're surprised when they see that people are being assassinated, and they're surprised when they see that this kind of action is happening in Mexico. And they take the flyers, and they say thank you, and you know, they say that they're going to call the consulate. Some people are indifferent, but you know, most people take the flyers, and most people are grateful to have some access to information, which is one of the things that the Zapatistas have made their principal demands, you know, access to information. That's a basic human right, and that's something that a lot of us don't have.
I have another question. I'm curious about the media's coverage of events in Chiapas here in the United States. Now, we just had several people from CBS, the Spanish CBS that goes out on cable, Spanish station, and also there was somebody from Newsday. What sort of things were they asking you, and what do you think their perception is of what's going on here?
Well, they wanted to know why we were here today to commemorate the assassination of Emiliano Zapata, and to tell people that this kind of tactic, government tactic, of killing people to shut them up is something that continues to the present. And they were very interested, and we were surprised, frankly, by the response of the media. And it's very unfortunate that people wait for crises in order to respond to them. And I guess what we're trying to do today by handing out the flyers, by giving out information, by asking people to call the consulate, is to encourage people to take a more proactive role as well, that we want to prevent this kind of thing from happening, that we want to prevent the continuation of massacres and assassinations against people that are fighting for, you know, democracy and peace and justice. And so that's basically what we're here to say, that people should, you know, take a proactive role. But unfortunately, much of the modern, you know, corporate media is simply reacting and simply searching for, you know, the story of the day, when in fact this is something that goes on day and day and day out for years.
Well, thank you very much. We're here in front of the Mexican consulate in New York City. Again, I was speaking with a member of the New York Zapatistas. She was describing some of her reactions to some of the mainstream media that had just come by and interviewed her. We'll be back to you in a moment. Okay, I just want to describe the scene briefly here in front of the Mexican consulate. First of all, for those of you who don't know, the consulate is actually closed today. There's a sign here on the door. It says, Este consulado general estará cerrado los días jueves 9 de abril y viernes 10 de abril con motivo de la Semana Santa. Which in English says, this consulate general will be closed on Thursday, April 9th and Friday, April 10th in commemoration of the Holy Week. The door is all closed up with a big chain lock on it. So we've plastered our flyers all over the door that say, stop the war in Chiapas. We've taped onto the wall just beneath the sign that says the Consulate General of Mexico, stop the war in Chiapas. Other signs saying, assassination equals business as usual. April 10th anniversary of the assassination of Zapata. There's some flowers, some daffodils, some candles. People are on both sides of the street passing out literature that's geared towards the public. Hold on for one second. Down the street, I'm looking at the New York Public Library, which ironically says, there's a big sign up on the library that says, A War in Perspective, 1898-1998. I'm not sure exactly which war they are talking about, but clearly that is an appropriate sign to be looking at as we're standing here talking about yet another war in Mexico. I'd like to take this opportunity to make a comment about the preparation for this demonstration. One of the problems that we have is the short notice. We only received news from the National Commission for Democracy in Mexico that there were going to be demonstrations on April 10th. On March 31st, this is 10 days ago. So the fact that there were people able to pull this off in 25 cities in the U.S. and Canada is good, but one of the things that needs to be instituted is trying to plan these things a little bit longer in advance. I'm hoping that in the future we can be thinking about setting dates several months in advance as opposed to just 10 days and increase our numbers. Okay, we're back here in front of the Mexican consulate. Situation has changed slightly. Now there are approximately a half dozen New York City police officers standing in front of the consulate, and they've constructed a pen made of what would you call these things?
It's a police barricade, the blue wooden police barricade.
Right, exactly, the blue wooden police barricade. So we're constructing our own little virtual prison cell, aren't we?
Well, we're actually calling it the Consulado Alternativo Zapatista, the Alternative Zapatista Consulate.
Right, since the consulate has been shut down because of a religious holiday, and we're constructing a Alternative Zapatista consulate within the confines of the blue police barricades.
It's actually a for sale sign on the consulate, so we're hoping that after years of use they've decided to move themselves elsewhere.
At this point it's about 4:30, and we're waiting for more people to show up for the 5 o'clock rally. What do you think about this barricade over here?
I think that we should have the opportunity to walk free and without have to be closed in a barricade like an animal. You know, I don't think that's right. We should be have the freedom to walk as we want. You know.
Have you ever seen this in other countries where there's been demonstrations?
No. I think that the first time I came to the United States, what struck me was how small were the, you know, the demonstrations and how, you know, so much policemen around a very small group of people, you know, trying to keep the security. And the first thing that struck me is that they can go in anytime and contain us, and we can't do anything. We are totally mobilized in the barricades.
What countries have you been in demonstrations before?
I've been in Venezuela. Around the university, and in France too. I mean, seeing how people demonstrate there, and they demonstrate freely on the street.
No. Okay, thank you. I just spoke with a New York City police officer who declined to be interviewed. He said that he could, if I wanted to interview him, I would have to go and talk to the public relations person at the police headquarters. He also said that he was not allowed to have any opinions. Can you tell us what you're doing here?
Making a sign to say that the consulate, the Mexican consulate, is now a Zapatista space. We're saying it's an alternative Zapatista space. It's a Consulado Alternativa Zapatista.
Where's this space going to be located?
Within a police ring that's outside of the Mexican consulate on 41st Street.
Okay, thank you. Will we be able to get visas?
No, I don't think visas are going to be allowed. I think if you're showing your face today, you're probably certain not to get a visa.
Okay, thank you. Un momento. Tenemos una pregunta para un compañero que ahora está en este cordón. ¿Es un cordón, más o menos? ¿Qué piensas?
Yo pienso que es un recurso de limitación a la población civil que quiere demostrar su inconformidad o conformidad, depende de la posición que se esté tomando.
It's a way to control or limit the civil society. Mm-hmm. Do you think there are enough police? ¿Hay bastante policía aquí?
Yo creo que sí. Yo pienso que sí.
Tal vez un police para cada persona.
Para cada uno, para controlar a uno.
Okay. Sí. Es un poco
excesivo.
Sí,
un poco excesivo. Sí.
¿De dónde vienen?
Ah, del Bronx. Del Bronx, aquí en Nueva York.
Ah, sí, bien. ¿Y es normal? ¿Piensas que es normal la presencia de la policía o un poco...?
Que si es normal, bueno, para ellos siempre es normal esto, mantener vigilancia, pero nosotros no necesitamos vigilancia porque esto que no estamos agrediendo a nadie, no estamos provocando a nadie,
sí.
Es una demostración pacífica,
sí.
No se sale dentro de no se sale fuera de los límites de una ley o reglamento, estamos dentro de ella.
Sí. Okay, gracias. He was saying that it's not really abnormal for the police to do this sort of thing because this is they have to maintain their sort of vigilance, but it's a little bit excessive. Actually, there's really nobody's inside their little cage right now. The 5 o'clock demonstration hasn't started, and we're sort of waiting for people to show up. Okay, we're here now with a couple people from the Westchester group. What's the exact name of the group?
Westchester Solidarity, oh, sorry, Zapatista Solidarity Committee of Westchester, and it meets in Westpac.
And some people might be listening to this who have no clue where Westchester is. Where is Westchester?
Westchester is the county immediately north of New York City, immediately north of the Bronx. Large population, many corporate headquarters there.
Okay, and there's been a Zapatista Solidarity group there for approximately how long now?
About 9 months. Before that, though, there was interest in the Zapatista, the issue in Mexico and NAFTA, and all the aftermath of that engendered more interest. But 9 months ago, we got a couple of people took it on themselves to organize this committee. Since then, it's grown.
And had you had any contact with other groups or other people that were working on this?
Just information that was mailed to us, or emailed, or on some bulletin boards and on a computer. The internet.
We've gotten a mailing from Azul in New Jersey, and they have an emergency response network, and we're creating an emergency response network that will be hooked into theirs.
Okay. Do you feel like you're part of a national movement, or do you feel sort of disconnected in any ways?
I feel like we are part of a national movement because I on my computer when I check the news about coming out of Mexico, I notice that there are people from all over the country who are involved in it. It's like today's demonstration. It's not just us here in New York. It's all over the country. So I do feel connected to a larger network. I want to try to get more involved so that they can sense, as well as me, sense that we're in solidarity with lots of people around the country.
And what sorts of things has your group done in the last several months?
We've had two public meetings which drew almost 200 people, one at a college campus, one in a church setting, which was fully bilingual. That was exciting. We sponsored 3 guests from Chiapas to give us an on-the-ground report of what's happening in terms of human rights, in terms of the displaced people, and they happened to arrive just as the administration had started sending the flights over the villages, and they were extremely disturbed. We picked that up from them immediately. We are educating ourselves one step at a time on both the history and the current situation so that we're keeping our committee and newcomers up to speed, or at least learning what the whole story is around the situation with the Zapatista activities. And we're also working on setting some specific goals and objectives. We want to be very targeted in what we do, such as having an emergency response network, getting ourselves online, sending messages, writing letters. We're working to set up specific tasks so as to be sure that we're moving forward in a direction.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you have something else to say? Okay, another point.
One of the first things that we did when we organized the meeting was to have a demonstration in the center of White Plains at the fountain, the water fountain in the middle of town. We also got a 6-foot scroll, a cloth scroll, and we got a statement on it about our concern about the way the government is treating people in Chiapas. And this scroll also contains signatures. And we've taken the scroll with us wherever we've gone. For example, in our teach-in, it was there, and people signed it. We've got thousands of signatures on it right at the moment. and we're hoping to get more. And it's a good idea, it's a good organizing tool. And we hope to get as many as we can. So that's, I just want to share that with you.
All right, thank you very much. And that's the Westchester Zapatista Group.
Yeah. What? Westpac is Westchester People's Action Coalition. It's an umbrella group. It's involved in all kinds of issues. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to hear from somebody who has a brief analysis of the current situation in Chiapas and
my friend.
The potential, what the potential lies, what the potential lies ahead.
No, this is no laughing matter. That's the problem. We really face a difficult moment. And, you know, there is a plan afoot.
Who is making a plan?
You know, the Mexican government is making a plan, obviously. And, we're a bit from afar, so we don't see the steps. But the steps are pretty obvious, and they're being played out very almost mechanically now.
They're figuring out how to disarm the Zapatistas.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm
talking about.
Yeah, I know. You see, the problem is that there has to be a set of steps that are pretty obvious. The first step is the passing of this law, which is supposed to presumably be a replacement for the San Andreas Accords, number one.
Right. Which may happen at any moment.
Yeah, they have the votes to pass it, but there's a lot of negotiations. There's some hesitancy on different people's parts, but generally that's going on. And then the next part of the story is the undermining of the peace process. There are two basic mediation instruments that were set up, the CONAI and COCOPA, which was the legislative wing. The CONAI was the, so to speak, church NGO wing of the negotiation process. And they are now being basically demobilized by the government. Okay. So that there is no peace process now. But the amnesty law continues and will continue probably until the law is passed.
Can you explain what the amnesty law is for people who don't?
Well, the amnesty law was passed in the first days of the insurrection after January 12, 1994. There was a ceasefire and a law was crafted which made it possible for the Zapatistas to come into government precincts without being arrested. Mm-hmm. And basically said, as long as the peace process continues, it is the Zapatistas are not criminalized. Okay. Once this amnesty law is abrogated, is made null and void, the Zapatistas become criminals and therefore can be openly attacked. So you have a situation where the situation in Chiapas will be presumably dealt with in an even-handed way. The law will be passed, the peace process will be over, the disarmament process will begin. The disarmament process is happening already, presumably, for the so-called paramilitaries, right?
Do you think that this raid that just happened on April 8th is part of this disarmament process?
That's what they say, it is. Yeah. They say it, and in fact, so this, once this, as this, as this part of the story, there are like three levels now, right? The law in the end of the amnesty story and the disarmament story. Yeah. When, you know, they're operating at different paces as we go along, but eventually they'll merge together. At least that's the plan.
Yeah.
And
and probably sometime this year.
Well,
or it could happen this year.
It is happening. The problem is that the elections are for the year 2000, but in actual fact, this story can take quite some time to unravel. So unless they actually, so to speak, clear up the situation before, within about a year's time, they're going to be in some difficulty. So there is a plan afoot, and that's why the Zapatistas are quite correct. They're not crying wolf. They anyone who knows the story says, you know, the scene has shifted.
Yeah.
I mean, there were two major shifts. One was, you know, the insurrection itself, between the insurrection and the February 9th attempt to crush the Zapatistas in 1995. And then there was that period between 1995 and Actial. Actial marked the turning point. And now we're facing the consequences of that turning point. So, you know, so we'll see what happens. But they're quite right. They're not, as I said, crying wolf. They know that the game has changed. So that's the story. Okay.
Thank you.
December 22nd, 1997.
Hola, ¿la quieres decir en español?
No, no
temas. No, sí, en español, la primera.
Presidente Cedillo.
Un momento, por
favor. We're here at the Mexican consulate.
Presidente Cedillo, como Poncho Pilatos, se lavó las manos de cualquier envoltura en la masacre del hombre y mujer y niños en diciembre 22 de 1997.
So the Stations of the Cross ceremony.
La lucha sigue. La lucha sigue, sigue. La lucha sigue.
Police are taking their barricades away. I guess they're thinking we're done.
La lucha sigue, sigue. La lucha sigue.
Zapata vive, vive.
La lucha sigue, sigue.
Zapata vive.
La lucha sigue.
Zapata vive, vive.
La lucha sigue, sigue.
Zapata vive.
La lucha sigue.
Zapata vive, vive.
La lucha sigue, sigue.
Zapata vive.
La lucha sigue.
Zapata vive, vive.
La lucha sigue, sigue.
The second station of the cross. La segunda estación. The second station of the cross. Repítela. Please read the second station.
Stop forced prostitution by the Mexican army.
Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Si Zapata
viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Chiapas, hermanos, Manatitlán te da la mano.
Chiapas, hermanos, Manatitlán te da la mano.
Chiapas, hermanos, Manatitlán te da la mano.
The third station of the cross. comunidades indígenas.
Chiapas, Chiapas, no es cuartel para el ejército de él. Chiapas, Chiapas, no es cuartel para el ejército de él. Fuera ejército de él. Fuera ejército de él.
Fuera
el
ejército de
Chiapas. Fuera los paramilitares.
Fuera.
Gobierno asesino mata campesino.
Gobierno asesino mata campesino.
Gobierno asesino mata campesinos.
Gobierno asesino mata campesinos.
Gobierno asesino mata campesinos.
Next. On the next one.
Read it.
Stop forcing the men in the communities to give money to buy weapons for the paramilitary and join the paramilitary.
Para comprar armas para los paramilitares y luego forzándoles a ingresarse a los paramilitares. ¡Alto!
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 ¡Asesino que mata campesino!
¡Cedillo! ¡Asesino que mata campesinos!
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 Honor the Accords of San Andres and recognize traditions and autonomy of indigenous communities. Again?
Say it louder.
Honor the Accords of San Andres and recognize traditions and autonomy of indigenous communities.
Honrar los acuerdos de San Andres. Reconocer las tradiciones y la autonomía de los pueblos indígenas.
¡Que viva el pueblo indígena!
¡Que viva!
La lucha. Escucha, Zapatista está en la lucha.
Stop threats, attacks, kidnappings and assassinations by the paramilitaries.
Alto amenazas, ataques, secuestros, asesinatos por los paramilitares.
¡Fuera!
¡Fuera!
¡Que viva!
¡Que viva la luna!
¡Que viva!
¡Zapata!
¡La lucha sigue, sigue!
¡Zapata vive!
¡La lucha sigue! ¡La lucha sigue, sigue!
Intensidad.
Do the other side.
Stop the low intensity war in Chiapas.
Alto a la guerra de bajo intensidad.
Alto a la guerra de baja intensidad.
Alto a la guerra de bajo intensidad. Alto a la guerra de bajo intensidad.
¡Alto a la guerra de bajo intensidad!
¡Alto a la
intensidad.
¡Alto a la guerra de baja intensidad!
¡Viva el ejército popular!
Stop the intensification of the attack on clergy and clothing and the desecration of churches.
No tiene. En español. Entonces, alto.
Okay. Alto a la intensificación de los ataques y la cierre de la segregación de las iglesias.
Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera. Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera. Si Zapata viviera con nosotros estuviera.
Cedillo, asesino, que mata campesinos.
Cedillo, asesino, que mata campesinos.
Asesino, que mata campesinos.
Cedillo, asesino, que mata campesinos.
Asesino, que mata campesinos.
Asesino, que mata campesinos.
Nine Station of the Cross.
Estación de 9.
Alto a la expulsión de extranjeros sobre los derechos humanos.
Stop the expulsion of foreigners on human rights missions.
Alto a la represión!
Alto!
Alto a la guerra!
Guerra!
Alto a la prostitución!
Alto a las violaciones!
Alto!
¡La lucha sigue!
¡Zapata vive!
¡La lucha sigue!
¡Stop the rapes and violations of indigenous women!
¡Alto a las violaciones de las mujeres indígenas!
¡Alto!
¡Alto!
Prisioneros zapatistas.
Release zapatistas, political prisoners.
Release zapatistas, political prisoners.
Release zapatistas, political prisoners.
Zapatista, political prisoners.
Release 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 Zapatista, political prisoners.
Stop Chase Manhattan involvement in Mexico.
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico.
Alto.
Do it again.
Alto Chase Manhattan.
Alto Chase Manhattan.
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Alto a la ayuda militar estadounidense a México!
Stop U.S. foreign aid to Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico! Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Stop Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico! Stop U.S. military aid to Mexico!
Alto a la ayuda militar a México!
Alto a la ayuda militar en México!
Alto a la ayuda militar en México!
Castigar a los responsables del masacre de Acteal. Punish those responsible for the massacre at Acteal.
Castigar los responsables.
Castigar los responsables.
Del masacre de Acteal.
Castigar a los responsables de la masacre en Acteal.
Castigar los responsables
de la masacre en Acteal.
Responsables de la masacre en Acteal.
Los responsables de la masacre en Acteal.
Castigar los responsables de la masacre en Acteal.
Castigar los responsables de la masacre en Acteal.
The 14th station of the cross.
Alto al Tratado de Libre Comercio, NAFTA, GATT, by neoliberalismo.
Stop NAFTA, GATT, by neoliberalism.
Que viva Marcos, que viva Zapata.
¡Que viva Marcos! ¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Marcos!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Marcos!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Marcos!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Marcos!
¡Que
viva Zapata!
¡Que viva las comunidades indígenas!
¡Que viva!
¡Libertad para los presos políticos de Chiapas!
¡Libertad para los presos políticos de Chiapas!
This is a letter that was written in the early 1900s, probably around 1918 or 1917. It was written by Zapata to the then president of Mexico, Carranza.
This was just before Zapata was assassinated.
And this letter, written that long time ago, is just as relevant today. It seems as though things have not changed.
Esta carta escrita por Zapata, dirigida al presidente de esos tiempos, de Carranza, parece que estaba escrita hoy, en este día, porque lo mismo está pasando, nada ha cambiado. Pero la vamos a leer en inglés.
As a citizen and man, having the right to think and speak freely, as a person recognizing the needs of my humble village, as a revolutionary leader of the people, and by virtue of that power and reason, I have had the opportunity to catch glimpses of the heart and soul of the nation. During my 9 years of fighting alongside my people,
I have seen and felt their sufferings and their hopes, and I have earned the right to speak on their behalf. I am writing to you, Carranza, for the first and last time. I am not addressing the President of the Republic, whom I do not know, nor the politician, whom I distrust, but to the Mexican citizen, the man of feelings and reason, whom I could not fail to be moved, even for an instant, at a mother's anguish, at the suffering of orphans, and all the anxieties and grief of our homeland. I am going to speak to you of real suffering, and everything that I relate to you is true, just, and honorable.
Since the idea of a revolution planted itself in your brain, first against Madero, and then against Huerta, and you saw that he fell sooner than you anticipated, you conceived the idea of becoming the leader and director of a movement with total malice in your heart. You proceeded first and foremost to distinguish yourself, and to that end, you decided to convert the revolution for your own personal benefit, along with a small group of staunch supporters and friends who assisted you in climbing to the top, then profiting from the booty stolen. That is, riches, honors, businesses, banquets and sumptuous feasts, orgies, gluttonous overindulgences, ambition for power and blood. Did it ever cross your mind that a revolution should be for the benefit of the people whom you and your followers have oppressed and have caused to rise? Without a doubt, in order for you to win, it was necessary to proclaim high ideals, principles, and reforms. But in order to avoid social upheaval, a dangerous double-edged sword, which could boomerang against the one who wielded it, to control the people, now semi-free and feeling their strength and might exercise justice on their own behalf, you created a dictatorship and called it revolutionary. Free the people, Carranza! Abdicate your dictatorial powers. Let the youthful energy of new generations flow. It will purify, invigorate, and save the nation. ¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que viva Zapata!
¡Que vivan los zapatistas!
¡Que vivan los zapatistas!